your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Too Impressed.
Together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast, we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, journal, geek news.
Whew, whew.
You need to talk a little bit. I'm a breath.
I was about to say, for one time you should be winded. How's everybody doing? This is our paranormal weekly podcast. We talk about mood stuff and other things, words that make more sense.
Mood
stuff. Movies, TV shows. I already said that.
My mood today is angry.
Angry. All of a sudden?
I got a... You weren't angry a minute ago. I'm in a weird mood today. It's because you brought me sugar, I think.
I did? Oh, yeah, I did.
You brought me ice cream.
I brought some ice cream.
Now I got like this weird ice cream sugar high thing going on. And then we ate some candy, too, and I'm all weird and grabbing your boobs and stuff.
Oh, gosh, what a day.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
How's your day going?
Good.
You had a little Harry Carey in your voice there.
Harry Carey. I'm doing great. Everyone's great. Cubs are great.
The greatest baseball team ever.
Of all time.
We record a little bit of a Loot Crate unboxing.
That's right.
Got the Loot Crates on.
The Mate Crate.
If you guys haven't subscribed to our YouTube channels yet, make sure you do that.
Do that right now. Pause, subscribe, watch. Hilarity.
Check it out.
Tom Brokaw.
Oh, yeah. Tom.
Hashtag Tom Brokaw. Hashtag Tommy Brokaw.
Is he alive?
I don't know. I think he might be. I'm going to Google that.
He's got to be ancient if he is.
He's got to be very,
I would say
very
Tom Brokaw is like 96 if he's alive.
96.
Well, I guess he could still be in age even if he's dead, right? Does your age keep going even after you're dead?
Yeah, I would
like, could we
so.
Say that George Washington's like 506?
Yeah, sure, but I don't think that's true, but yeah.
Huh? Well, he'd be like 506, right?
He wouldn't.
Be pretty close.
He's only 77, Tom Brokaw.
Okay. 77 is Tom Brokaw. How old is George Washington?
Well, if you think about it, we had our bicentennial in 1977. And he was alive during when the nation was created.
George Washington was not alive in 1977.
No, when our nation was created 200 years before that.
Okay. So he's so like 300 years old.
Probably like 250. So let's see. George Washington was born on. Because this is.
250 years old?
I'm going to guess around 250.
So who would be 500 years old?
I don't know. So let's see. What if we were to guess 500
years? Genghis Khan?
Genghis Khan? No, he's older than that. The Bronze Age? He's got way older than that. So 1400? Columbus. We'll say Columbus is 500 years old.
The Native American murderer?
Yes. The Native American murderer.
Okay, so Tom Brokaw's only 77.
Only 77.
What, is he still on TV?
No.
No?
Nightly News has been replaced by, like, Brian Williams.
Well, he could still
and stuff.
Do something. Maybe he, like, hosts a cooking show. This is Tom Brokaw, cooking with Guy Fieri.
Tonight we're making paninis with Guy Fieri.
Guy, take me to Flavortown.
Bam, with Emerald, I got
all right, you just want to jump right into it?
Let's do this.
Going to be our normal format this week. If you're not
we have a normal
with,
format.
If you're not familiar with our semi-normal format,
semi-normal.
We geek out about all the things that we love, Tom.
Yes, we do.
Movies, TV shows, food sometimes, geek news.
Comic books, blah, blah, blah.
A little bit of shortened version this week.
As long as it takes, folks.
Yes. Last week was a good one. We got a little hot and bothered talking about Zac Efron's color-covered abs.
Mercy. I do declare.
And I just got, I was so excited about it. Mm-hmm. I figured we would talk about Zac Efron again this week.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Baywatch movie comes out.
On Friday, which is today.
Pirates Caribbean is also releasing today,
dun,
too,
dun,
Tommy.
Dun, 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 dun. That's not it.
We talked about that last week, though.
Yes, we did. So today we're moving on to the Baywatch.
Yo ho,
a pirate's life. A Coast Guard's life. I don't know.
Nutella covered abs for me.
So tasty.
Baywatch the movie comes out May 25th. Dwayne Johnson kind of started this whole thing.
Yeah, so he like, did he write it?
I think he's like co-writer, co-producer. Co-writer,
he produced it, I know that.
I don't think he directs it though. Okay. It's a buddy cop movie.
Basically, yes.
With lifeguards.
They're beach buddies, cops.
The synopsis is pretty short, Tom.
Alright.
Lifeguard Mitch Buchanan, that's The Rock, and a brash new recruit, Zach Nutella Efron. Uncover a criminal plot that threatens the future of the Bay. That's pretty simple.
And they must watch it. Because yes. They're on the Bay and they watch.
So, do you have any desire to see this movie?
I think it'd be fun, but I don't know if I want to see it in the theaters.
You're not going to pay your hard-earned money?
I want to see pirates.
I would rather much see pirates also.
But, that being said, I bet it's going to be very, very funny.
And then next weekend, out comes the Wonder Woman. So, I think Baywatch is going to do this.
Sadly, yes. Because it's going to be hard to compete with all this stuff coming out. But, I still think it'll be probably hilarious.
You think it'll be funny?
I think it's going to be very funny.
I think it'll compete with Pirates. I don't think it'll get first place this weekend.
Because the weird thing about Baywatch is, like, back in the 90s, men watched Baywatch for the girls.
Right.
And the stars aren't even girls.
They've got girls in it.
There's girls in it, yes. But the main stars are Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron.
Yeah. Do you think the
movie can... It's not like Pam Anderson or whomever.
Do you think the movie can make enough money just based on Dwayne? And they don't have to worry about girls because they got Dwayne's nice big
sexy abs.
Maui abs.
You're welcome. Amy. I don't know how much the movie costs to produce.
This is one of those things, Tom, where I don't think we needed this. Like, no thank you. Why do we even need this movie?
Mm-hmm.
One of those remakes, reboot things. It's just not even needed. And The Rock is on a kick of bringing all these movies and old things back. Like, he's doing this, he's doing a Jumanji movie, he's doing a Rampage movie.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So just a lot of weird stuff. He wants to do another G.I. Joe movie, too.
I don't even know, did they do well? The last one?
I don't think so. I don't think it did. But if you're into Baywatchy type stuff and you want to see some ripped, muscular men, you can go check this movie out.
And some hilarity.
And I bet you it's a little funny.
I think it's going to be funny. The Rock is pretty funny. He's funny.
Zac Efron is funny. He was good in that Kevin Hart movie.
The one there, he's a CIA agent?
Yeah.
Get Hart is another Kevin Hart movie.
Spy Hart.
Leslie Nielsen.
Spying in the Ring.
Too
short.
Spy Wars.
Too short for The Rock.
Get Shorty with The Rock.
Too tall and too short.
Although he was in that movie, too.
He was in Get Shorty?
He was in Get Short. Yeah. No, not Get Short. Wait, yes. He was in Get Short, too. He was in Get Short, too. I was thinking Get Smart.
Get Smart. Well, that was a good movie. He was in that, wasn't he?
He was the bad guy.
Damn. The Rock was?
Yeah. He was the bad guy. The whole time.
World's biggest action star ever.
Boom.
All right, Tom. Yes. So, hey, go see Baywatch this weekend. Baywatch.
See it.
We're going to go see Pirates. You can go see Baywatch.
Yeah, just let us know how it is. We probably won't see it. Just kidding. We might. If you're listening to this, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, we're sorry. We watched.
If you had to choose good. The Rock or Zac Efron's abs to put Nutella on.
And lick it off?
Yeah, who would you choose?
Welcome to... This is a deadly game. Would you rather...
Let's get a change. Hey, Tom, guess what?
Okay, good
TV
idea.
Pick of the week.
Okay. We'll just skip right over that topic.
What are you watching right now?
I'm going through Parks and Recreation again.
Oh, man. You and my family.
Almost everybody was talking about it again. It's like, all right, that's it. I need to watch it again.
Yes, my family is on a Parks and Rec.
Leviticus was watching it.
He was.
So I got to watch it again.
I've caught a couple episodes here and there. I have to say it's a pretty funny show.
It's funny. It's like you just wouldn't see some of it coming.
Yes.
Which is funny.
I would say it rivals The Office.
It does. It's very Office-like, and with the cast that it has, the ensemble, just very cohesive and
the characters
funny.
And the acting, and it's just very, very funny.
Very, very funny.
Lots of good comedians in it, and that's true. That's why with Aziz in it.
Aziz and Zara, Chris Pratt,
and Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
Who is one, I would list her in the top 10 funniest female comedians
of
all
time.
I think I'd put Amy Poehler up there.
Amy Popo. Taking the comedies.
I think she'd be in there. I think Tina Fey would be in that list. Uh-huh.
Better than Amy Schumer.
Yeah, let's not talk about Amy Schumer.
Okay, we won't talk about Amy Schumer.
Who's your favorite Parks and Rec character?
My favorite has to be Tom Haverford.
Yes! Tom! That was pretty good, huh?
That was bad.
Hey, it's Tommy Tam Tam!
Tommy Tom Haverford! Listen.
I really like April.
April, okay. April Ludgate.
Yeah, I like how deadpan
she's very deadpan and
straight
morbid.
Face, and she like will smile, and she sees the camera, sees her,
so
and she gets
dark.
Deadpan.
She basically pulls a Kanye.
Yep. And her relationship with
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is pretty funny, Andy.
Good old Andy Dwyer.
He's a big lovable dork.
You're a big lovable idiot.
Good show. If you haven't seen Parks and Rec, check it out.
He fell in the pit
of despair.
No! You always ruin the songs.
All right, you go ahead. What's up?
No.
Meow, meow, meow.
No.
Meow, meow, meow.
Let's move on. What are you watching, Matt Man?
I'm watching another cooking show, Mr.
You
Two
do
Stars.
Love your cooking shows.
I do love my cooking shows.
And it's like your love of other cultures, of British
yes.
culture. So it's like a double
whammy.
I
love British culture, and I love British TV shows. And actually, I'm watching two stuff, because
ooh.
I got all caught up on the season of Doctor Who.
Ooh.
I bought it on Amazon. And I'm all cut up.
I have some hot, if I remember, I got some hot news that maybe we can talk about later during Geek News about Doctor Who.
There is it's a good season so far. It's I'm ready for Stephen Moffat to be done running Doctor Who. Just to see a little bit more variety.
Yeah,
everything's so wibbly wobbly. He tries so hard to make everything a mystery, and sometimes I just want a couple good one off episodes that are fun. But it is a good season. But the other show I'm watching is the Great British Baking Show.
Great Britain Baking Show.
And there is an amazing woman on it that we need to talk about and look up because I'm curious about her.
Okay.
Her name is Mary Berry.
Mary Berry.
And apparently...
Mary Berry.
She is like the rock star of baking in Great Britain.
Never heard of Rupert Singer.
I think it's just because of her name.
Mary Berry.
But she's an older woman. She's probably in her... 65 to 70. Mm. And so the idea of this show is you have all these bakers, right?
Yeah.
And they build this big tent. It looks like on a castle yard or whatever.
It's like a random field.
And then all these people bake in this tent. And so every week is a different baking challenge. So like this past one I watched was meat pies.
Mary Rosa Aline Berry. As a British food writer and television presenter.
Ah, okay. That's it.
Mary Berry.
Let me see here.
Mary Berry!
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's Wikipedia Mary Berry.
Let's Wikipedia this lady right now.
So, and then they go through this show. Mm-hmm. And
it
they
is a cake
cook
competition.
Something, and they do cake competition. But the thing that's fascinating about it...
Is the British.
So they got all their British slang and stuff. They're all so damn nice to each other. Like, they're hugging on the show.
They're competing against each other, and they're nice.
I was absolutely gutted. She said my pie was a little dry, and I was gutted. And then the judge comes up, and she's like, it was pretty dry, but the icing was very nice, love. And then they are happy.
And then there's Gordon Ramsay, the British D-bag.
Holy crap! Oh. She's 82!
82, Mary Berry!
Mary Berry does not look like she's 82. Went to Bath High School.
Oh, cool. If you're from Bath, congrats.
Hey, we're alumni. She also has a show called Mary Berry Every Day.
Mary Berry Every
she's
Day.
On right
Mary
now.
Berry Every Day. Mary Berry Today.
She also had a show called Mary Berry Cooks. Mary Berry's Absolute Favorites. The Mary Berry Story.
Is her name trademarked? Jeez.
Mary Every Mary. Time someone says Mary Mary, I get a pince. One pence, please. Give me my pence. I need my pounds and shillings. Or I'll be absolutely
Or gutted. I will bake your ass into a pie.
Have you ever seen Sweeney Todd? It was based off my life.
Based off Mary Berry's dark times.
Don't you double cross Mary Berry or you'll be in very much trouble. Mary Berry's very yummy meat pies.
She's a British food writer and a television presenter. Yeah. After being encouraged in domestic science classes, this is Wikipedia, by the way, so I can read it out loud.
Yeah.
She started catering and institutional management in college. She then moved to France at the age of 21 in 1905.
Wow.
To study at
For real?
I was about to say. At the Cordon Bleu School.
In 1754. She made a pie for George Washington.
You were talking about George Washington being 500.
No, you were talking about me.
My Mary Berry talk kind of sounds like Dobby.
Dobby loves Mary Berry pies. Dobby loves Mary Berry. Do not talk bad about Mary Berry. Dobby will shove a sock up your Mary Berry Berry. Mary Berry and Robbie bake together all the time. Dobby will cut off your Mary Berry so you can get a pie.
Holy crap. She's published more than 75 cookery books.
Golly. Only the British have this much time to cook. That's why we have so many fast foods in America. We ain't got time to cook.
Including her best-selling Baking Bible in 2009.
Baking Bible? That's bold statement right there.
Basic foods before leaving Earth.
I wonder if 20% of it's good stuff and the other 80s is boring.
That's also a pretty bold statement. Sadly, maybe a little.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Okay, where was I? Her first cookbook was the Hamlin All Color Cookbook in 1970. She's hosted several television shows. Up for BBC and Thames. She was a judge on the BBC one. Do we know anything else about Mary Berry?
I think I'm good. I'm done.
She created the electric oven.
Okay.
Oh no, okay. She did not create the electric oven. She went to home visits to show new customers how to use their electric ovens. Interesting. Do you think Mary Berry is greater than Gordon Ramsay?
You know, since I just heard about her about an hour ago, yes. I don't know. I haven't eaten either one of their foods.
She's a very sweet lady.
She's nice. I mean, if we were in comparison to like a morality contest, she might beat Gordon Ramsay. If we're in like a cooking contest, I don't know. I haven't eaten either one of their foods.
Do you have a Gordon Ramsay impersonation?
Not really, just I have to be British and angry. This meat pie is literally made of meat shit!
Mary Berry!
Although I love there's like one meme where it's like, he takes two slices of bread and he puts it on both of the chef's faces like, you're so dumb, this recipe is horrible, look, what am I doing here? What are you? He puts pieces of bread on the side of their heads like, what are you now? I'm an idiot sandwich.
That's right!
Oh my god. How much of that do you think is played up for the show?
I don't know. There's got to be, some of it.
Like, they're the two opposites.
They are.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay, his show's all mean.
Yeah, but then I've seen, like scenes of him doing, the kids' version.
Oh,
and he's like, so
sweet.
Nice.
And then you've got this baking cooking show where they just are giving it, like, I'm sorry you lost. Here's 10 shillings.
And then, like, Mary Berry behind the scenes is like,
get away from me, you horrible little witch.
Thou shalt not touch Mary Berry. I created the convection oven. She's literally the best thing about the show, though. So if you want a good cooking...
Does she, say funny, weird things?
Yeah, she's just very serious about her baked goods. And her and the other male judge, I don't know the guy's name.
The bigger guy?
Yeah, they're both very serious, and she's always having these new pies, and... Everything's delicious and marvelous, and
I don't know, just cooking shows. Just get to the eating.
She's very, she's almost as old as the Queen. How old is the Queen?
She's pretty dang old. Gotta be 80-something. Maybe almost 90.
Yeah, I think she's older than the Queen. And she's on TV. I want the Queen to star on the show.
We need the Queen to have her own show. We know nothing about her. More about Mary Mary. That's not true.
I wonder if the Queen and Mary Berry are friends.
I'm assuming Mary Berry had to have cooked stuff for
the Queen. I bet you Mary Berry has totally met the Queen. I bet you they're best friends.
Well, that's the thing, like, when you're the Queen and you're English, everybody wants to meet the Queen.
I know, and I bet you the Queen wants to meet Mary Berry, which is her first request. I want to meet the lady who invented the convection oven.
Jesus, okay, so Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand since 1952.
So how old is she?
Let's go into her Wikipedia. Born April 21st, 1926. She's 91.
Okay, so she's older than Mary Berry. She is older than Mary Berry. She's almost 10 years older than Mary Berry.
Yep.
So maybe she isn't fascinated with Mary Berry. Maybe she just thinks Mary Berry is a little kid and isn't important.
Oh, you're just so cute, Miss Berry. Make the Queen another pie, or I will behead you. If your pie is awful, I will excommunicate your family from Great Britain.
So, can they knight women?
Yeah, I'm assuming there's
right the
female
because they knight celebrities and stuff. So, I think we need to start a petition
to knight Mary Berry. Let's hope that they never have to go to war and call upon the Knights of the Round.
The Knights of the Mary Berry, Tim.
Through pies!
I think King
Through the pies!
I think King Arthur would love Mary Berry to be part of his round table. Because she'd be baking him pies all the time. And cakes, and princess cakes, and pastries, and donuts, and custards.
How do you spell realm?
Realm? R-E-A-L-M. R-E-A-L-M, yeah. Were you asking? You googling the?
I'm trying to Google Knights of the Female Knights of the Realm, but that didn't work.
Well, I think if you just Google, can a female be knighted?
Probably a better idea.
Is Mary Berry worthy of being a knight? Can females be knighted?
Boom! Right there. Search.
So,
since there is no female equivalent to a knight, bachelor women are always appointed in order of chivalry. Women who are appointed to be most noble order of the garter or the most ancient and most noble order of thistle are given the title lady rather than dame.
Oh,
so they're not knights, but there's like Dame Judi Dench.
Okay,
and
so
stuff like that, so they're not knights.
So she wouldn't be a dame, they would call her Lady
knights,
Mary Berry.
Sir or bachelors, I guess. So you can't be knighted.
But she could be lady.
You can be appointed. Yes.
So that's the same as being a knight, right?
Basically. Except not cool.
So who would you, like, if, like, who else would you want to be knighted or ladied?
They also have to be British, too, I'm assuming.
Do you think you gotta be British to be knighted?
Well, that's part of it. You have to be English, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Or at least born in Great Britain.
Okay.
So we can't be knighted.
Damn. What if we... What
like
if
Sir
Mary...
Elton John, who has to protect the realm.
Painting in the jets!
Quick, throw pianos at them!
If you have not watched the Great British Baking Show on Netflix, I suggest
such a
you
boring
check
it out. Title, too. Just like, what are we doing here? Oh, we're baking. Where? In Great Britain. Oh, well, then might as well just call it the Great Britain Baking Show.
We're all so nice. There comes Dobby again. Dobby wants to bake cakes.
Dobby wants to bake cakes with his socks on.
Dobby and Mary Berry. Mary Berry, please judge my sock cake.
Harry Potter just gave him a baking apron, so Dobby will bake some cakes with Mary Berry.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Geek news. Oh, that was beautiful. You have the voice of an angel.
I have a voice of an awesome.
The Queen should knight you just because of your voice.
I wish I could be knighted.
Your
That'd
voice
be
is
awesome.
Better than Elton John's.
Boom. Take that, Elton John.
Yeah, Sir Elton John, if
Rocket
you're listening.
Man!
Now I want to hear Jack Black sing Rocket Man.
Hey, Rocket Man! He read a little fly in the moon. He read a little. Stars.
So I'm going to bring it down.
The sand.
We're done.
So I'm going to be a complete Debbie Downer right now. Talking about some sad. I'm going to bring the energy down, and then we'll pick it back. Okay. Zack Snyder.
Yep.
Did you hear this? Resigned from his duties of director of the Justice League.
I did.
So he dropped out because his daughter committed suicide in March.
Wow.
So pretty bummer.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he just announced it yesterday that he's stepping down.
How old was his daughter?
Like 21 or something. Wow. He thought he could handle
this work the process and
work
that.
And he thought that work would help him kind of.
Are you
escape
kidding?
From it.
Maybe for a little bit, but it's gonna hit him like a sack of potatoes.
So he released on Twitter that he's gonna drop out, and everybody's super bummed.
Okay, that's probably for the best.
So love to Zack Snyder.
Not because the movies were, but it's probably for the best. Because the movies were.
It is. The movies weren't that bad.
Yeah.
Well,
you tell
really
that to Suicide
that,
Squad and
were they
Justice
really
League?
His fault?
I don't know. You tell me what
I think the
what
writing
wrong.
Was
the
bad.
Writing?
I think it was the writing and that maybe. Stuff, not the directing. The directing was good. Like, I like the dark, gritty DC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I think I love Marvel movies, but I think they're a little too funny, haha.
Too
so
funny, haha?
I was looking forward to some dark superhero stuff, so I enjoy the darkness. I just think the writing of them kind of suck. But did he write those movies?
I don't think so either.
But either way, it's sad that he had to step down and that he had a tragedy in his family. So, well wishes, positive thoughts to Zack Snyder and some love. But something that's interesting, that's going to be interesting to see, is Joss Whedon is taking over. So it was announced that he was going to direct the next Justice League
movie.
Yeah,
he wrote it.
Wow, okay. So he does have a little bit.
And Bill.
So it is
wait, what?
A little bit.
Bob Kane somehow wrote it from the dead?
Well, they're just giving him credits. And Jerry Siegel's the creator of Superman. Mm. So they're just giving them credits because they created the characters. So Joss Whedon, if you don't know, I would assume you listen to podcasts, you know who Joss Whedon is.
Who's that? Creator of Buffy? Vampire Slayer?
Buffy,
Angel
Vampire
Serenity?
Slayer.
Firefly? No idea who he is.
Avengers director.
The Avengers
also. He also
director.
Did Dr. Horrible sing along blog.
That was funny. You
funny.
See it?
I did. It was great.
It was good.
It was sad.
Very sad.
And tragic and dark,
tragic.
But it was very good and funny. Joss Whedon is a genius.
He is.
And so it's going to be interesting to see. So they're saying that he's not going to really mess with Zack's vision at all. That he's just because a lot of the principal filming's done. He's just coming in to help edit and produce and everything like that.
Okay.
So we'll kind of see what happens. If he's just going to be like, okay, I'm just helping. Or if he's going to take a little bit of control. Because they have two completely opposite styles.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
Because Joss Whedon takes dark storylines and makes them somewhat brighter.
Right. Which is good.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of plays out. So best of luck and best wishes to Zack Snyder.
Definitely all of our sorrows and
geek love to him.
We mourn. We mourn with those
maybe,
who mourn.
Maybe Mary Berry make him pie.
I hope she does.
New Spider-Man International trailer came out, Tom.
Whip, Spider-Man.
Boom. It was good.
It was pretty good.
Very quippy.
Quip quips.
My favorite part was when he is doing a recording for his internship to Mr. Stark, and he's telling him that he helped the old lady cross the street and she bought him a churro.
I thought that
was pretty funny. And he had the mask up above his mouth, which was cool because they never really did that in the other Spider-Man movies.
Besides the kiss part.
Yeah. But he, like, in the comics, he does that a lot.
Yeah,
he'll pull the mask up. So that was cool just to see him kind of doing that and eating.
Just your average Joe Spider Boy.
Yeah. More
Sorry,
action.
Man.
That was really good.
Man.
More stuff with the suit. It seems very like an Iron Man suit where
he's
got a
technologically advanced and stuff.
Voice thing and an AI in his suit.
Some,
there we go. Artificial intelligence. So it should be pretty interesting. The trailer is pretty exciting. They also came out with the new poster.
Yeah.
And people are tearing it apart on the interwebs.
Yeah.
It's very 90s-ish.
Yeah.
It's very, like, old school superhero movie poster.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on in it. Check it out. I don't think it's that awful. I think we've seen worse posters.
In my opinion, movie posters nowadays, they're just kind of outdated. I'm going to say it.
I agree.
Like, you only really need, boo, movie poster reveal, and then don't even make it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, even if you just had the title of the movie.
Yeah, because I'm not going running down to the old movie cinema to see the next upcoming movies coming out and checking out their posters.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the internet for that.
The interwebs.
Just tell me who's in it.
I want Spider-Man's webs.
Spider-Man. Flip, 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 flip.
And kind of along with that, you want to break this other news, even though probably people have already heard this?
So, this just coming in, they announced not too long ago they have the Venom movie coming out in October.
Yes, they did announce the Venom movie.
So they just announced who they're going to be having as our Eddie Brock in
Venom. October 2018,
right? Yep. Yeah. So.
Who is it, Tom? I'm excited.
It is.
Is it Mary Berry?
Nope.
Mary Berry is Venom.
We is baking.
Come back later.
Mary Berry's we is baking pies.
Okay, would you like to eat our pie?
Sorry.
It's like moving. And
Mary
black.
Berry, why do you have... Why Dobby wants to know why you have black skin on.
Black?
You're scaring Dobby.
What's wrong with you, Mary Berry? Why is your pie all wriggling?
Okay, just sorry. Eat our pie.
Well, anyway. So, they just released that Tom Hardy is going to be our Eddie Brock.
What? Mary Berry, quite contrary. What? I don't know, that just popped in my head.
Mary Berry, quite contrary.
Tom Hardy, really?
Tom Hardy, yeah. Mary, Tom Hardy.
What do you think he'll sound like when he's talking to Spider-Man?
I don't know, is he going to try to be American? Is my guess.
He's going
to
be like, Spider-Man, we are Venom.
We're tired of all your photos in the Daily Bugle, and we thought we'd take you down a notch. Into the darkness.
You might think Peter Parker is a good photographer, but Eddie Brock, he's the best. Once you see Eddie Brock's new cover photo, you'll have my permission to die.
Spider suits. I was born into this spider suit. I've not seen a web slinger since I was already alive.
Spider Man, I'll break you.
It's just gonna like haunt him for the rest of his life.
So many.
I don't know about you, but when I saw Dark Knight the first time in theaters,
yeah.
And he started talking, I was like, what the hell? Really?
God is my witness.
That is the voice that chose.
My wife was with me. I almost walked out of the movie theater.
Really?
Like, I was so mad. I was like, where's that voice coming from? What's that voice? She's like, it's a pain. I'm like, no, it's not. It sounds like it's coming from the heavens. Like, it sounds like God's coming through. Oh, I will take this plane down. And then what does he say to him? He's like,
it's been a long time since I watched
it. It will be very painful for you.
I'm like, really? I was so mad.
That doesn't sound like a big, beefed up, steroid-induced villain to me.
Mary Berry, quite contrary.
Sounds like a bad voiceover announcer who didn't get the job to be. I wanted to be the bad computer, but no, I'm the bad guy instead.
I'm excited, though. I think he's going to make a good Venom.
I do like Tom Hardy. He always plays those characters very hardcore, serious.
He's very athletic.
Very beefy.
I think he could not bring a nice angriness to Eddie Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I'm a little worried about.
Uh-oh.
Is they said that it's kind of a separate universe. So what they're building is they're building their own Marvel universe, and they're using Spider-Man villains to build. But right now,
that
it's
doesn't make any sense.
But it's separated from Spider-Man,
so it's not the Homecoming Spider-Man.
No, it's they didn't say that directly. They're just saying right now it has nothing to do with that universe.
That's weird.
So, I don't know if their plan is to introduce all these villains and then throw Spider-Man in it. Are they planning on
already replacing?
I hope not. That'd be weird.
Tom, what is his name? Tom.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
I heard he's got like a three or four movie deal. Yeah. Maybe six. It's a lot. It was a big number. Yes. Oh, really?
I'm interested to see how it works because Tom Hardy is so much older than Tom Holland.
Yeah, that's a good age gap.
Yeah. So,
but Eddie Brock, I don't know. He was older than him anyway, but not like. Yeah. Flash Thompson, well, who was like went to high school with
him. I guess Tom Hardy doesn't look that old either.
Not really.
And Disney has their magic.
Disney magic!
Give a little CGI. Kurt Russell makeup CGI.
God, it didn't even look fake. It looked real.
That's what I'm saying.
We were watching Kurt Russell in the 80s. I thought he was going to start
Captain Ron
doing Big Trouble in Little China stuff.
There's Jack Burton coming out of the Pork Chop Express going across the galaxy. How you doing over there, Guardians?
Pork Chop Express coming to get some Mary Berry pies. Mary Berry Berry pies.
Just delivering the pork chops of Mary Berry to the sovereign. Nah, this is Jack Burton.
Jack Burton, Mary Berry coming on the Pork Chop Express.
Mary Burton, Mary Berry. Not Barry Burton, but Jack Burton.
Something else we just saw that was pretty interesting. Dark Horse Comics and Triple X Distillery.
Coming at you like a dark horse.
Teaming together, time to make us some alcohol.
Ooh.
What are they making us?
They're making us a whiskey. The Hell Water Whiskey.
Yes, Hell or High Water, is that what it's called?
I thought it was like Hell Water.
It is.
Hell Water, Cinnamon Whiskey.
Hellboy, Hell Water, Cinnamon Whiskey. Check it out online. You can go to hellboyhellwater.com.
I'm going to see if I can buy it on Amazon, because I want some.
I think you can order it through that website, too.
Everything is on Amazon.
You can probably order it through Amazon, yes. Pretty cheap, $20 for 750 milliliters. That's not bad. It's a pretty cool bottle. It's got original artwork on it. Check it out online if you're a comic book fan. Hellboy is pretty sweet. From Dark Horse Comics. Probably one of the biggest comic book heroes that is not from the big two, right?
Yep.
I would say the two most popular not from the big two would be Spawn and Hellboy,
yep.
Probably. Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. I think we're going to check that out, maybe. Maybe we could pitch in, buy a bottle together and then do a little tasting video.
That'd be cool.
All right. Hey, guess what?
What?
Can you tell it's not? God, you're so much better at me than everything.
Not everything.
Who lives in a sandcastle? Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Coming out of the new season, Tom. Season 12.
That's, wow.
Season 12. They took a little bit of a break.
They must have.
Yeah. A couple years ago, they took a little bit of a break. Three, 4 years, they haven't made a new season. 2019, a new season comes out, Tom.
Although, to be honest, maybe it should have stayed.
Yeah, you don't like SpongeBob?
It got too much there, after a while.
Too crazy.
Too crazy.
I only saw like the first probably 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah.
I didn't see a lot of the newer stuff. I love SpongeBob, though.
4 years later.
So if you're a SpongeBob fan, you got that to look forward to. Another cool cartoon coming out. Marvel Ant-Man Shorts to be released on Disney XD. Small. Oh, that's funny. I didn't even get that. Disney XD and Cartoon Network have been doing those little comic shorts.
Yeah.
And they're really cool, taking back to the old days where Disney used to do the short little Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Oh, I used to love those.
The goofy ones. Goofy. And so these are really good. Hopefully our Ant-Man ones are pretty cool. They're going to be following Scott Lang, which is pretty sweet.
Okay. Well, it makes sense they try and keep it going with the cinematic universe.
That's coming out towards the end of the year, Tom. And you had some Doctor Who news for us, you said earlier.
I do. So, I was looking on Facebooks the other day, and they announced a possible another crossover episode.
What?
With, this time, what looked like it could be 4 Doctors.
4 Doctors?
Oh, yes.
Wow, where did you see that at?
I was just scrolling on Facebook, and then I saw, it looked like a poster almost.
That would be pretty
sweet. And it showed
Peter
Capaldi, Matt Smith, David Tennant, and Chris Eccleston.
That'd be amazing.
I know.
If they were able to bring Chris Eccleston back, that'd
be
so
cool. I'm hoping
it's
true because it looked really neat, and I love that idea. So that'd be a great way to end Peter Capaldi.
It would be pretty awesome.
This awesome super crossover episode.
I really enjoy Peter Capaldi. I think he's a good doctor. Yeah.
Which almost like how he like came in was in that crossover. Well, not that crossover one. But.
You know who I want to see on Doctor Who, Tom? And I think it would make perfect sense.
Mary Berry.
Hello, Doctor. Mary Berry is here to make you a pie.
I've made you a TARDIS pie.
Do you have any Doctor Who? Can you impersonate any doctors?
Not really.
No.
No. Fantastic.
Mary Berry, this pie is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Alonzi.
Alonzi. Fantastic.
Dobby likes Mary Berry's pies too, Doctor.
It's not Harry Potter in the Doctor Who universe.
Mary Berry ties all things together.
Keep calm and geek on.
Still going.